Hungry Howie's knows there's nothing better than pepperoni pizza, but the question is, which pepperoni reigns supreme? Now, you got the crispy, classic cupped pepperoni, you know, the satellite dishes, big fan. But why choose one when you get both? They got a pepperoni duo coming up. See, this is more up my alley right here. Pepperoni duo, you're getting the classic cup pepperoni, plus the original, plus 100% real cheese, unlike a lot of these other places around town. Get a large pepperoni duo, $9.99, only at Hungry Howie's. You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
Next game. These next two on our board are hurricane zone watch areas, right? I mean, we're talking about a hurricane that's coming midweek that is going to have fallout, rainfall, all
basically,
up and down the coast.
It's supposed to hit the west coast of Florida, Tampa area tonight, which we're Wednesday morning taping, and then kind of glide up the coast into the Carolinas and leave a lot of residual rain and problems. But this, Florida State administrators say they are playing this game.
Yep.
It is at Doak Campbell. It's a 3:30 kick on ABC. Right now it looks like 85 degrees, 22% chance of rain, 10 to 15 mile an hour wind, but a lot can change between Wednesday and today. Here's what I'll tell you. The worse the forecast gets, the more I like Florida State.
So it's Wake Forest plus 6.5 is the spread we have time of taping. And again, this thing could get weird based on how the weather looks.
Yeah.
But I like Florida State.
I like Florida State because, A, I know how bad they've been for 5 years, and I know how bad it started with Mike Norvell. I think they're different. I think they're a different team. I think that they have learned how to win. I think there's a confidence. There's a bit of a swagger. And it's one of these deals where Dylan Travis is a kid.
Jordan Travis,
I'm sorry. He started out as a kid who couldn't throw the ball, and he was just this trinket. He's actually become a really good passer. Their wide receivers are legit, Johnny Wilson and company. I think this is a program game, and I know I get seduced into stuff like this. No, it's a program game for Mike Norvell.
It is.
A lot of that fan base was ready for him to go. A lot of that fan base has been screaming for you know,
Neon Deion.
Yeah, Coach Prime.
Mm-hmm.
This is a program game. You're going to be at home. You know, God willing, that hurricane doesn't go nuts and people, this is going to be a full house. Look, man, Wake Forest can't run it. And this is basically set up situationally. Wake goes home game, Super Bowl, Clemson, double OT, heartbreak.
Yeah.
But here's the hidden storyline. They allowed DJ Uiagalelei to get off and carve them apart. And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. I can't do that. You tell me now, you got to get up off the mat, go on the road. Florida State basically had a bye week last week against a very poor BC team.
Mm-hmm.
I'm expecting two of their best D linemen in Verse and Lovett to be back this week. They treated last week as a rest week. You know what you get offensively. You know Mike Norvell's going to scheme up that run game. And Wake cannot run it. They do not run it. And if the weather is inclement at all, I think that hurts Wake more than Florida State.
Yep.
And the line came out. I can't lie to you. The line actually influenced me. Whoa, these two teams are pretty close, and one team's flipping a TD. It's like, yeah, like we always talk about, Bobby in Laguna Beach is probably betting Wake. I love FSU here. I'm taking Florida State. It's a Norvell program game. Come on.
So I'm not willing to go that far because I'm not going to anoint the FSU program based on what they do in this game. I think we're going to find
it.
Out. Hold on. You want to buy Norvell? We'll buy Norvell after he plays Wake, NC State, and Clemson back-to-back-to-back.
That's when we're betting against them.
Oh, okay.
That's not how this works. That's not how this works at all.
So you're on the right side of the key number. It's the home team. They benefit from the weather. You've convinced me. I'm going to play Florida State. I initially was a lean on this.
Let's go. Yes.
I'm going to play FSU.
Peer pressure rocks.
And file them away for a parlay later in the episode because I love them as a home money line, throw in a 3 or 4 leg deal.
Oh, okay. On to the next. This is the
This is the game of the weekend. This is the game day game. It's the top 10 matchup. NC State plus 6.5 at number 5, Clemson, 7:30 ABC. And yes, this is the game that should be most impacted by the hurricane. And you're thinking, wait, Mike said it's going to hit the west side of Florida. Yeah, on Wednesday, Thursday, by the time Saturday hits, those storms will have made their way into Clemson. Here's the weather as of now, time of taping. It's expected to be in the 60s, maybe down to the 50s by nighttime.
Fall weather.
84% chance of rain, 12-mile-an-hour wind, and winds as high as 18 on Friday. So if weather's off by a few hours, you could end up dealing with nearly 20-mile-an-hour winds on Saturday night. How does it impact the way you want to play this?
I think a lot of this is kind of what you did with Bama and Arkansas. And I look at NC State. They haven't been impressive offensively. Should have lost to ECU, America's Pirates, in week one. But defensively, they are legit. They've been legit. I know we all love the sizzle and the sex appeal of offense. Jim, nobody messed up DJ Uiagalelei more than NC State last year.
This is his worst game.
Yeah, exactly. And when I look at NC State, if you're going to go on the road and do this, you're doing it with defense. Let's face it. You're not going to Clemson and going to light the world on fire. Inclement weather. When I stack these two teams up, the over-under is plummeting.
It's 39.5 time of taping.
Okay, so here's a rule in betting. It's not exclusive. If this were exclusive, none of us would work. But if you've got an over-under, a total, that is 40 or under, and you've got an underdog of anything close to a touchdown or more, if you're betting the game, you take the dog. Now, that doesn't mean this will hit. It doesn't mean it will work every week. But over the course of time, that is the side. So I think I've got the better defense. I was in disbelief at how bad the Clemson secondary was last week. We know what they are up front. That secondary was unreal. I'm going to go with the Wolfpack. I wish it were 7, but I still think 6.5, you're in the mix. I think this is going to be a tight game, a defensive game, and I'm getting a touchdown. It's a very basic number play for me, and I think NC State's D, nobody pays attention.
So some of what you said is true, but I came to the complete opposite conclusion.
Oh, shit. We're on the opposite side of this?
Yeah, we're opposite sides. Oh, jeez. This is Death Valley Saturday night. This is not an easy environment to go into. What's Clemson's issue on defense? The secondary. Oh, well, good thing it's going to be pouring rain. Mm. Doesn't that benefit the team that's got the better front? Doesn't that benefit Clemson? And while you said it's a number play, you aren't getting the touchdown. You are getting under a touchdown. So if I'm Clemson, I got to cover just the touchdown. And there's also a law out there. I don't know if you're familiar with this. Any game that Fowler and Herbie call
is a blowout.
So ask yourself, who's more likely to blow who out? Clemson at home, Death Valley at night in the rain with a quarterback who can move, or NC State, who has the front to get to DJ, but I haven't been impressed with Leary this year. Have you? Their quarterback. He got all the hype coming into the season, had a fantastic year in 2021. He has looked pedestrian against the Power 5 teams they've played this season. He was not good in the opener against ECU, and he wasn't very good against Texas Tech, and that was a home game at night.
No, I agree. Look, a lot of this is just based on NC State's dominance over this team last year.
Yep, they won it.
Frankly, I'm not impressed. Double OT 27-21. You heard me right. Very low-scoring game, but Jim, I don't trust DJ. And if you want to knock Leary,
but DJ looked good last week, and I know you're going to say Wake, and you're right, but some of the ball placement, some of the throws he made, those are NFL throws. Whether there's a defense out there from Wake Forest or a defense out there from the 49ers, like those are NFL throws.
I never root against you, buddy, but we're going to be on the opposite side of this one. And look, this is the deal. Nobody likes angry gambling guy.
No.
I will tip my cap and go, Jimmy, you got the best of me on this one. I'm sticking with the defense. I'm sticking with the result. And I think NC State has got a real toughness about them, a chip on their shoulder. They don't mind a grimy game.
You want to put a sweatshirt on it?
Oh, hell yeah. You want to do that?
Yeah. So I got a Clemson. Yeah. I don't like Dabo. Can I like...
Wait, so you want to do a sweatshirt game and then you get an auxiliary sweatshirt?
Yeah, I get like a sweatshirt to be named later in the trade.
So then I don't have to make it an NC State sweatshirt?
Correct.
Just sweatshirt for sweatshirt.
Sweatshirt for sweatshirt. Pick a cool college team you want if you win.
I'm in.
Okay.
Yes.
Done and done.
Sweatshirt game between us. We're still betting our money, though.
Yes.
All right. Don't ask me to not bet this game. I can't bear it. All right. Go to the next one.